This is Fresh Air. The rock band Fishbone has been delivering hard-hitting social commentaries ever since their 1985 debut release, Party at Ground Zero. As the title suggests, they also have an irreverent sense of humor. The first tour was called Bone in the USA. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Fishbone's new album, Truth and Soul. There once was a mob that wanted her. There once was a pop that wanted her.
As I listened to Truth and Soul, I realized that the influences I was hearing in the music weren't musical ones. The sensibility of this black rock band is like the pop equivalent of filmmaker Spike Lee, combined with the literary impudence of the novelist Ishmael Reed. Like Lee and Reed, Fishbone takes the pop cultural cliches that blacks are forced into and tries to exaggerate those stereotypes, to stretch them until they snap. On No Cut is this pointed satirical strategy made more clear, then on a song called Slow Bus Movin', Howard Beach Party. This tune takes the racial nightmare of the Howard Beach incident, in which a group of young black men were chased down and assaulted by a group of whites in New York. Fishbone links that up with icy irony to 60s civil rights figures such as Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. To add to the song's layered complexity, all of this is sung by Angelo Moore in a voice that always seems on the verge of breaking into an Eddie Murphy impersonation.
Born in the 1940s, my parents couldn't hold on. Etsy King was on a march for power, true.
Black power, that is. Panthers and their attitudes were fast. New business suits. Dance, dance, dance.
Stricken with determination to rise above a slave. The male men used fire horses to spray the monkeys back in their cages. To spray the monkeys back in their cages.
As for the music Fishbone makes, it's all over the map. Punk rock's thrash and bellow, rap's conversational vocals, heavy metal's brutal volume, all of it figures in Fishbone's music. They call themselves the Coalition Against Tradition, and Fishbone is drawn to other eclectic artists, from George Clinton's Parliament Funkadelic to Frank Zappa's Kurt Weirdness. In an especially clever gesture, Fishbone takes the Curtis Mayfield oldie Freddy's Dead and turns it into an unclassifiable piece of soulful rock. This choice is a significant one. Freddy's Dead, as you may remember, was written for the soundtrack of Superfly, the first and ultimate black exploitation picture of the 60s. The song is an excellent piece of music by itself, but it also carries with it the sort of black cultural context that Fishbone likes to play off of.
Freddy's dead. That's what I said.
Fishbone is getting some unexpected exposure just now from an unlikely source. On A Vision Shared, the Woody Guthrie Lead Belly Benefit album I reviewed a couple of weeks ago, Fishbone backs Little Richard in a raucous version of Rock Island Line. That performance makes a specific link with Little Richard, whose culture-crossing form of rock, rhythm and blues, and pop anarchy is a model for Fishbone's own work.
Rock on the line.
like a lot of original pop music, Fishbone's very eclecticism works against the band in a commercial sense. They're bound to be treated like a novelty act. This is what's happening right now, for example, to Bobby McFerrin, whose song Don't Worry, Be Happy is currently the number one song in the country. McFerrin performs a cappella, mixing up jazz and pop and soul, yet Don't Worry, Be Happy is a song without a context. It's a novelty hit, and one whose success McFerrin will be hard-pressed to repeat, even though he has more talent than any 10 acts that sell millions of records. In a very similar way, Fishbone's leaping, screaming live shows have made them very popular in music clubs and in colleges, but to a great extent, it's the sort of attention that can be merely curious and fleeting, and Fishbone deserves better than that.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer. From Truth and Soul, here's the song, Changes.
There's a light on a hill that's far out in the distance, and it calls out my name. It calls out for a change. Faraway voices that want their own choices sigh for a plea as it calls out for a change.
This is Fresh Air.